In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, an outdoor enthusiast, or a, it says here, a tall comedy icon with flowing ginger locks and a love of American history. Hey, that's me!
Oh, okay.
I think it's me.
Flowing ginger locks?
No, they went too far. Anyway, whatever
icon?
You are, you'll that's the part you objected to, was the locks? You'll find what you came for in Williamsburg, Virginia, from roller coasters and water parks to hiking and kayaking. Williamsburg is great for thrill seekers of all kinds. If you want that thrill, it's also one of the East's premier golf destinations and a city with an emerging food scene to satiate any appetite.
I like food.
Yeah. You know, I say for your next vacation, visit Williamsburg. Just do it. What are you thinking? Come on. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah. If it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Benji, meet Conan and Sona.
Whoa, hey, guys. Hey, Matt, Sona, Conan. Conan had come last. I'm just trying to, you know, get this.
Wait a minute. Benji, I barely know you, and I already, you have terribly dishonored me, and I'm very...
I was giving you the honor credit, you know, like the big building up to.
Yeah.
No, I could tell. You almost forgot to even mention me, Benji.
And it's really, Benji, really good to see you.
It's really good to see you. Where are you coming from, Benji?
I'm coming from Kampala, Uganda. So
all the way over
East Africa. Excited to see you guys, Matt, Sona. Congratulations on the twins. That's quite something. Oh. So,
thank you so much.
And
thank
Matt,
you.
And the baby. I love
Matt,
you.
Well, Matt just had one, so boring. But yeah, Sona really.
He didn't even deliver it.
Yeah, he was in the next room. He was in the next room. Building a ship in a bottle. Benji, this is really exciting to encounter someone from Uganda. That's really cool. We shot an episode of a show in Ghana, which is on the West Coast. So I've never been to the East Coast. I'd love to go there someday. I can't believe you know who we are and you're in Uganda. That's so cool.
You're bigger than you think. You really should come this side. You really should come this side. It's fun. It's fun.
And
I love the Ghana part as well, what you did. That was really fun. Sam Richardson was just flowing with everything.
He's so good. He came with me. He's such a funny improviser. And of course, he's from Ghana. So he was my ambassador and tour guide through that episode, which was fantastic. But you could do that for me in Uganda, you know?
I would love to.
Tell me a little bit about your life. What do you do? What's your life like? What's happening with you right now, Benji?
So I am a cloud consultant. I did do cloud architecture work. That's really designing how things look in the cloud. And now I'm working on cloud finance management. So it's fun. I really love what I do. I work in Kampala, work from home, product of the whole COVID thing. And I work with a team in Geneva and Valencia and Philippines and Panama. So
I love this. I actually, it makes me, it does make me very optimistic about the future. I'm not even kidding about this. I'm sincere that people, some of the new work that people can do because of the internet and technology, and so many people can work together intimately from different parts of the world. And I think, I don't know, that's very hopeful to me. I love that.
Yeah, it makes you much, much more exposed. I mean, I'm really exposed to a lot of things that go on in the world, and I enjoy my workmates as well. There's different vibes that you get from everyone, and you get to understand, you know, how different cultures work, how different people want to work, different areas want to work. And I'm learning every day. I'm honestly learning every day. But, you know, that's the work side of it. On the home front, I'm married.
How recently did you get married? You seem like a young person. How long ago did you get married?
Well, that's good. I seem like a young person. I got married. I got married 1 year back.
Congratulations! That's new.
Yeah, 1 year and 2 weeks now. So.
Oh yeah.
What kind of wedding was it? Was it religious? Was it an intense ceremony, or was it pretty casual?
So we have three phases to our weddings. It starts with the introduction. That is where I'm actually not allowed to speak during that. The introduction is our parents meeting the other parents. We have someone who comes into what we call, as I transliterate it, it's the go-between. So he talks to to both sides of the parents, introduces them, and then we discuss the bride price after that. So that's the first step.
The bride price.
Yes.
Right.
Because you must ceremonially purchase the bride. Is that right?
Yes. And this is
fascinating because Sona went through this as well.
Yeah, I did.
Sona had a traditional Armenian marriage and needed to be purchased the day of the wedding. And it's not serious. It's not real. She wasn't really purchased.
Mm, I wasn't.
Yeah, because, you know. Who could meet that price?
You tried to make that a compliment, I think, and then it didn't work. It wasn't good.
I didn't even really try, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I remembered, so this is fascinating to me. It was necessary for you to purchase your wife. Is that right?
Yes, it's, well, necessary. Necessary for them to accept me in the family. And I'd also like to know what Sona's bride price was.
It's embarrassing. I think it was like $40.
Oh, yeah. She went.
I think it was,
What?
She went real cheap. Sona went real cheap.
Yeah. I'll give you 50.
Sold.
I'll give you $41.99. Just have to beat that 40.
I'm on sale. It's Prime Day.
So you're not allowed to say what the price was, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to say. So usually our payment is in terms of cows because of the tribe that my wife comes from. Mm-hmm. And so each cow goes at about maybe $600. So, it's a pretty tense discussion. You know, I'm seated there thinking this may not work out if they ask for too much. Well, usually it does. Then. But, you know, I'm really tensed up. I remember that day after the negotiations, I slept for 12 hours straight. That's how bad it was. Yeah. So,
well, you know, the other thing, too, is if you get too reasonable a rate, your wife's going to be angry. You know, you'll never hear the end of it. She'll be like, two cows? That's it? what do you, you know, Benji, come on. Really? That's all I'm worth? All I am to you is two cows?
Well, I think the problem is the men in that case, because they're just like, you know, you're worth two cows. You're not even that, you know, worth that much. So I wouldn't worry about her side. I'd worry about the men more.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway... You can't tell us what the actual price was, but apparently it all worked out well. And the ceremony, does her family like you? Now that you're allowed to speak and they can really get to know you for you, do they like you? Has it gone well?
Yeah, they really like me. We go out sometimes, we have some fun, and it's normal now. I mean, there were some tense situations, but everything's normal now. It's just, that's my family, so I have to say good things now.
Well, you just blew it by saying I have to. You better scare up another cow fast, Benji. You are draining goodwill at a rapid rate. If ever you, I'd hit the nearest cattle ranch. grab a couple of
at least a couple of double doubles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you've been married now for a while, and everything seems to be going well in your life. I mean, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, everything's going well. You know, I have to complete that story on the cows, because it sounds like I just gave cows one way, but usually we have, so there are three wedding occasions. The second mm-hmm. is the traditional wedding, where mm-hmm. where the bride's father officially hands over the bride to my father. I don't get the bride. Mm. And during that...
What?
Yeah. I'm not
She's given to your father?
Yeah. He's the caretaker and then he hands her over to me.
Oh.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, this is sweet.
This is sounding...
That's sweet.
It is.
Because she's leaving her family and entering your family. I mean, there's a sweetness to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At the time happened, I had some tears coming down and I had to just suck them back up. So it was really lovely. And of course, that happened during the COVID lockdown. So that was also another story. We were not allowed to drive or anything. So that was announced the night before the traditional wedding. So,
no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we had organized everything, decor and, you know, the guests are coming. And all of a sudden, the president gets on the TV and is like, you know, guys, no more travel. The Delta variant was really getting at everyone. So, yeah, I woke up and I didn't know if I was going to have a wedding that day till about midday. Whoa. Yeah.
And then you figured it out. You improvised.
We improvised. We managed to get there. Some of us walked to the venue. And did everything from that side. And at the end of the wedding, the traditional wedding, we actually get those cows back. So in terms of gifts.
Okay. All right. You are. Can I just say, Benji, you seem obsessed with the cows. You know, let's focus on the fact that you, the love of your life, you know, one day the mother of your children, you union in the eyes of God. Let's stick with that.
The cows.
And stop talking about cows.
I just have one more cow question. If you get your cows back, why are the negotiations so tense if you know they're coming back to you?
Well, sometimes you don't know if they're coming back to you.
Oh,
you actually don't know.
Because the cows have a say in it. And if they're happy where they are, trust me, I've read up a lot on this. Were the cows masked? Were they COVID safe cows? Did they?
Are they vaccinated?
Were they vaccinated? Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy minigames. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune, changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed. Mm. Great taste of Miller Lite. Yeah. Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, for my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with my... I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too. Water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
But it sounds like you all have a sense of humor about these old, I mean, you take it seriously, but you can also have a sense of humor about it, right?
Yeah, I do. And I like that you said I'm obsessed with the cows. That would be something that my father-in-law would be happy about, because on their side, they really love their cows. They won't eat them as much and they treasure them. So for me to be obsessed, it's me being accepted into the family on that side. Like, yeah. You also love our cows, so we can, maybe they'll give me some after this. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's put in a pitch. Hey, yeah. If you're listening, in-laws, you know, throw a couple of heifers his way.
Yeah. And Benji seems like a good guy. I think he's 3 cows, I think you should be
three
you should
cows. Gift him.
How many cows do they have, your in-laws? I said, let's enough with the cows, and now you've got me. I'm just giving up.
We're all about cows.
I'm completely giving up. How many cows do your in-laws have?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to say that. But
wait, because that's not part of the ceremony. I'm just talking about in general, how many do you think they have? Oh, can I take a guess at a number and you nod your head if I'm right?
Yeah.
500.
Oh, yeah,
300.
I was supposed to nod my head. No.
I'll say 60.
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, now that everybody in Uganda is going to know how many his in-laws have, what if they go after their cows?
Oh, please.
I bet that's why Benji wanted to keep it a secret. There's going to be, I would steal cows.
Yeah, but Sona, it's not a secret that they have 60 cows.
Well,
what,
do you think they're wearing sunglasses?
No, cows are, they're pretty hard to hide. You think they're wearing sunglasses and hats? People in that neighborhood know, oh, wow, look, Benji's in-laws, they've got all those cows in that field. How many do you think there are? I'd say about 60. Well, let's get going, you know.
Maybe it's not polite to say. Benji, tell us, why don't you mention how many cows? Is it like saying how much money someone has? Is it polite?
It feels that way. It's like just saying, you know, okay, these guys have this much. And it's...
Yeah.
Well, I want to know how Sona would steal a cow.
Yeah, I do too.
Is it hard? I don't know. I've never been around cows. I'm not a cow. I'm guessing you got to bring the proper automobile. would it be?
Yeah, let me suggest the Prius. The Prius is a good cow stealing car.
How about a Miata?
And then you just tie it up on top of the car. You just like a luggage. Oh, I don't know.
No, you don't know.
You know what? No. I take back my $50 bid.
Yeah. You got to bring the trailer and stuff it in there. And then you're out.
You're the worst. You're the worst cow thief I've ever talked to.
You've talked to a lot of cows.
I do too. In my day. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I love talking to you. Is there any question I can answer for you? Because I feel like I'd like to impart a little of my wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know. I mean, I'm really into tech, and I love the advancements that are going on in the world. And I wanted to know what technology field you'd manage to fake your way into.
Wow. Well, I think as most of my listeners know, I'm very tech phobic. Mm-hmm. My son, who's 16, is very talented and enthusiastic about computers and coding. And he has absolute contempt for me because I don't know how to open an app. And I often bat at it. Like, you know, I'm like a cat batting at a piece of yarn. I don't know what I'm doing and I'm terrible with tech. So I'm trying to think, I cannot think of a single area of technology where I would be able to pass myself off as intelligent or competent for even seconds at a time. Sona, do you have any ideas? You've seen me. And Matt, you too.
I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think you're really good at bullshitting and like making up things.
Oh, yeah.
So you could walk into the tech company and be like, guys, we got to, you know, do better on these springs. And then, or I don't know. I'm not as good as you. That's why I can't figure it out.
Right,
but you're very good at pretending you understand things.
Don't quit your cow thief day job.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Can I say, Benji... I think Sona's onto something. I would need a couple of key phrases. And as long as I have a few key phrases that maybe you could give me, you know what I mean? Like 3 or 4 key phrases I might be able to get by for a while as a cloud computing expert.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I would need you to give me a list of like, firewall, what else?
A virtual machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Database.
Black hat hacker.
What's that?
Database. Yeah, just basic. Yeah.
Well, guys.
These are very basic.
Yeah. No, but and also maybe a couple that are a little fancier than that. Those are pretty standard. You got a fancy one? It can't be cow related.
I'm thinking like there could be something cow related.
Don't you think, Benji, you could introduce me? Because I'm sure there are people that you talk to who wouldn't be aware of who I am and your contacts around the world in different countries. You could say I've brought in a consultant. He's going to be dealing with the issues and here he is. His name's Chris O'Brien and I could pop on. And Sona's right. I am pretty good at bullshitting and doublespeak. So I'd come in and I'd say, guys, good to see you. We are having some issues basically surrounding the firewall interactions with our virtual machines.
Virtual machines.
We need to work and try and upload and upgrade our database systems so that they interact across all regional formats. What I'd like to do is begin by having each of you make a presentation to me on how we can achieve these goals in the near term, but also the far term. And
That was really good.
Yeah.
Besides the regional formats, everything was just
I think I could
and
get
the
by.
Rest of it.
Yeah, and if anything didn't make sense, you could say, guys, he's very sophisticated. Some of the jargon he's using is the latest jargon that you're not aware of yet. So just be patient. Yeah. He'll bring you up to speed. And I think I could get away with it. Well, listen, Benji, I hope someday to get to Uganda because I'd love to meet you in person. Or if you get this way, it'd be nice to shake your hand because you seem like an honorable man, a good man. And I'm so happy that you're, well, trust me, it doesn't mean anything when I say it. Don't get carried away.
So can Matt say it?
Yeah, if Matt says it, it's like sincere and has real meaning. Matt, go for
it. I will say it. I think you seem like a wonderfully honorable man.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And you know the value of a cow, and you seem like a friendly guy, and I would love to shake your hand, truly.
Come over soon.
What's it like, Matt, to have a soul? What's it like? Does it feel good?
It is great.
I sold mine in 1993 to get into television. So Benji, and seriously, congratulations on your new life with your wife. And mm-hmm. I do wish you all the best. And do you listen to our podcast? Is that how you know what we're up to?
I listen to it every day. My wife sometimes is just frustrated that she's hearing your voice. And she's, but she loves you. She does have a hate-love relationship with you.
And it's what? Just, what do you mean hate-love? What did I ever do to her? Why does she hate me?
I think it's the jokes, and I love them. So we're always just like, I want to listen to this early in the morning, and she's... You know, she's not a morning person.
this is all different. She doesn't like my jokes? Okay, I'm calling this wedding off. This wedding is off, Benji. It's off. It's over. We're going to find you someone who's a Conan fanatic, okay?
Well, I'll convert her.
Oh, good.
It hasn't happened yet. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. My wife would agree with your wife. She is not a fan. Well, Benji, so nice talking to you. Continued success. Best of luck. And really nice to have you as a friend.
Nice talking to you guys, too. I really enjoyed this.
Oh, this is great. Benji. Thank you, Benji.
It was a pleasure.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.